Hello, hello, hello. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. Hey, this is the show. Come on. Connect the dots. Take out your pencil and paper and, like, draw the picture. Do I have to draw you a map? Do I have to make it any clearer? Did I have to tell you that? Connect the dots, and then you'll see the big picture. I mean, it's that simple. Hey, there's so much happening in the last week. Man, the world is spinning on its head. You know, have the poles shifted already? I don't know, maybe. I mean, there's enough, agitation going around to shift the poles. Who would even know? Everybody's too busy holding up their signs and screaming and annoying everybody else. You know, that's why people like to go out and protest, really, because it's an opportunity to annoy other people. And when you're doing it with a big crowd, it feels good. Hey, we're annoying you. What are you going to do about it? Yeah. And we've all seen that. Hey, you know, there's all back and forth with this whole, protest thing. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. Everybody's crying the blues. Everybody's taking advantage of the situation. And lo and behold, we got the government is doing crap. We got the, you know, everything official is like getting washed down the drain, so to speak. And, hey, this is Connect the Dots. This is the radio show, Connect the Dots. This is an internet radio, BBS radio. This is the truth being spoken. This is Truth America. This is Truth World. This is the truth. You know, it'd be nice if this was planet truth, but it's not still. Still ruled by a bunch of jerks. That's right, you know who I'm talking about. The jerks who run the planet. Yeah, you know, phony politicians, greedy bankers. Yeah, that's right, they're out there too, and a lot of other despicable creatures. And then there's those despicable ETs. That's right, there's bad ETs too. They're not all good. I don't care what you say. Yeah, thankfully, there are some good ones, and hey, there's a battle going on behind the scenes. So I hear, and so I've been told, and so I've seen for myself. It's happening. It's going on. Are you participating? Hey, this is a world of participation. That's right. This is the world of participation. You have to participate. Otherwise, what the hell are you even doing here, you know? I mean, I'm not going to claim for sure, but I've been told. That could be a song. I've been told. Yeah. You've been told, and we've all been told that, hey, you know, we've heard 1,001 stories about how it is. Like some people say, some entities say that we volunteered to come here to this planet. That's right. Some others say we picked our parents. Some others say, no, it all happened by chance. Yeah, believe that one. And some others even have more crazy stories or true stories. Anyhow, if you know, it's up to you. You have a mind. You have to decipher for yourself. Hey, this, what's happening right now, this is a real talk show. This is a real call-in show, phone-in show. That's right. The number here is 888-627-6008. That's right. If you have a telephone, you can participate. You can call in. If you got something to say, hey, don't pass up the opportunity while it's here. You're going to listen to other radio shows. They claim they're calling radio shows. And then you try to call in, and the line is always busy. Well, it's not like that here, you know. You have an opportunity, a chance to talk and say give your two cents to the world. Because the world is listening. I believe the ETs are listening, too. They're scared to call in. Those bunch of scaredy cats. I don't know if they're cats or chickens. Scaredy cats or chickens, you tell me. Or they're, fake humans. I don't know what, you know. Hey, all I know is they seem to be, they don't know how to do that kind of participation. Hey, you know, I'm from planet Earth. We're from planet Earth. We're inviting you. Come talk to us. Hey, don't tell us excuses why you can't do it, please. You know, we get enough excuses from our own fake government here on the planet Earth. And that's what it is, fake government. I don't know what's worse, fake news or fake government. They're all bad. But that's where we're at. That's right. We have to deal with this stuff. And the protesting has gone crazy. I have to talk about it. You know, it's not my favorite topic, but, you know, it's been happening. It's affecting our lives, and we're still under this friggin' lockdown crap. That's right. It's crap. It's lockdown. It's boo, cheese, you know? Well, you do. What happens when you, what did scientists find when they connected a ghost with a common bed sheet? They got boo sheet. That's right. And that's what we get out of the TV, a big bag of boo sheet. Uh-huh. That's right. I prefer a blanket on my bed rather than some boo sheet. Anyhow, hey, I'll tell you one more time. It's a call-in radio show. Number is 888-627-6008. Hey, participation is part of life. You know? I don't know. I don't know, but then maybe you do. As the saying goes, I can't call it, but maybe you can. And there's so many stupid things going on now. We got sports teams playing sports to empty stadiums just so they can try to say sports are going on. You know, this Corona virus, it sounds like an automobile manufactured in Japan. Doesn't Toyota make the Corona? Anyhow, you know, it's crap. It's nonsense. You know, I was talking with someone today that, you know, back in January of this year, before it became Corona year, it screwed up the whole Chinese calendar. They used to have the year of the dog, the year of the cat, year of the dragon. Well, this is the year of the Corona. What's that, the year where the sun shines bright, the Corona around the sun, and we can see it, actually? But you know, it's anyhow, I was talking with someone this afternoon about how in January on the East Coast here, everybody, we're all coughing our heads off. Everybody caught that cold. And, you know, it hung around for a few, you know, about a week or so instead of just a couple of days like a normal cold. And that was probably the coronavirus then. So everybody had caught it and got rid of it already. But they had the antibodies. This whole damn thing was planned in their body already. So when they finally did start testing, it turned out that most people did have the coronavirus. Not that, but we all actually had it already and got rid of it. You know, there's another aspect or way to look at this whole thing. And truthfully, none of the laws make any sense. It's all about a totalitarian takeover of our world by the no-gooders, the do-badders, not do-better, but do-badders. The wrongful doers. It's all the scam. It's the New World Order plan to take over our world and turn everything into one government totalitarian nightmare. And they're halfway there already. You know, they're annoying the crap out of everybody. They've destroyed the world economy. They've made all our lives miserable. I hope they're happy. And I hope they're rotten hell, as the saying goes. But you know, this is what we have to deal with now, you know? And then we got crackpots like, not crackpots, psychopaths like Bill the Devil Gates. That's it. I have to, you know, tell it like it is here. And, geez, you know, cartoon character, him is in my video. That's right. I've got it out there. It was out there last week, too. Ain't No Justice. Yeah, music video on YouTube. Ain't No Justice. That's right, by me, Tom Edison. So there's a couple of songs out there called Ain't No Justice. If you go to YouTube.com, click on the music button, I'm still going to be crowded by a couple of songs of the same name by other people. But I've got the social political commentary out there about there being no justice. explaining that there will be no justice except what we make for ourselves. Hey, go to YouTube.com. Ain't No Justice by me, Tom Edison. Just write that in there, by Tom Edison, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, just like it sounds. And watch the video. Maybe that'll inspire you to participate in what is going on, because this is a global event. Hey, there's talk about global events. There is a meditation coming up at the end of this month. This is the month of June. And that's right, there will be a meditation coming up at the end, not the beginning, the end of the month, around the 30th, the 29th, or the 30th. And you can participate. That's it. The best place to find out all about this is go to Twitter at Cobra Info 1, C-O-B-R-A-I-N-F-O 1, as in the number 1, at Cobra Info 1. And just in case you didn't realize, if you were listening to me now, that you don't have to belong to Twitter to go on Twitter and view somebody else's accounts. That's right. I gave you the hashtag there, at CobraInfo1. You can just, key in that information, at CobraInfo1, and you'll end up at that particular site where you can get all the information on all the global events happening in regards to liberating planet Earth from the dark side. That's it. You know, I think we'd all like to be free of the dark side, free of the cabal, free of the no-good so-and-sos that are ruining our lives, free of these world-control fanatics, free of the filthy rich. That's right, they're filthy rich. You know why? Not because they don't wash their hands, ha ha ha, but because they've got all that money and they don't use it to take care of their brothers and sisters here on Earth, you know, spread the wealth around, make people happy. Something more important than that. But they're not doing it. What do the filthy rich do with their money? They all invest in control groups and control organizations so they can play king of the world. Yeah. Meanwhile, they haven't a clue as what to do if they were king of the world, which everyone has proved up to this point, basically. That, ruling a country, if you don't know what to do, what's the point? You know, you all end up serving negative extraterrestrial, not of this earth. You all end up serving note creatures, not of this earth creatures. That's what I call them, N-O-T-E, not of this earth creatures. That's right. And those are the kind of jerks that are running our world, and they shouldn't be, because they don't even belong here. You know, Earth was invaded a long, long time ago, and the lies have been told, and they've kept control of us for thousands upon thousands of years. And that's what makes life difficult, you know. Of course, we can say somewhere in the latter half of the 20th century in America here, we probably had the best society going in the world. And then it just slowly deteriorated. And, of course, the reason why is the crooked politicians, the power-greedy, money-hungry, phony politicians began ruining our great American society shortly after World War II. And then after they killed President Kennedy, then it was all definitely downturn. A little bit of light shined through in the late 60s, as you're getting a lesson in history here, when we had we could call it the Love Revolution, the Mind Expansion Revolution, at least in America we did, parts of Europe too, where people were tuning in. They were turned on and tuning in. They were using substances that enlightened their intelligence, expanded their thinking abilities, and gave them wisdom. And they sought to be loving creatures. Yeah, this happened in the late 60s in America and other parts around the world, too. I don't know, I guess we could turn, if you know your history, we could say the exact turning point was probably when the Beatles invaded America. You know, all of a sudden, bands, common people, took control of the music industry to some extent. You know, they were allowed to decide what they wanted to do, and that's why everybody who ever plays an instrument or whoever is a musician in a band, everybody should give thanks to those guys from England known as the Beatles, because they broke the ice. They changed the whole system for a short while, for where the common people had a chance to express themselves and earn a little money and make people happy. And they started the changed the music business, the Beatles did, and the music revolution that followed out of England. England was conquering the world with their new reinterpretation of rock and roll. That's it. And this changed the world forever, changed the music business forever. But as time went on during the 70s, you know, everybody who was going to get a record contract pretty much had got a record contract from that era, and it slowly started to deteriorate, and that's because the New World Order was working against us. We can say, what's the beginning of the New World Order? Well, actually, it started a long time ago. It started amazingly in 1776, same time America started. I mean, there was an old New World Order. There was an old World Order where power was ruled. Kings had the power, you know, and before them was the aliens, back when man was really primitive. And that's it. The kings and the presidentes were ruling the world by force. And then the democracies started getting set up with the Americans, you know. The Constitution was written. And as America rebelled and became a nation in 1776, a bad thing was happening over in Europe, the beginning of the Illuminati. And if you know your history, you know that they, not just the Illuminati, but all the other control groups, the Masons, the blah blahs, the blah blahs, and the blah blahs, they all came to America here. And with the building of the Capitol, which was the third capital, I believe, of America, Washington, D.C., they started with marking out the land in a square at 45 degrees out of sync with the cardinal directions, which is a demonic sign of control. You know, I explained that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. There are so many things that are being told indirectly, it's right in front of our face. Like, nobody was smart enough back then in 1776, while Washington, D.C. got laid out a little later, more closer to around 1800. I mean, first, Philadelphia was the... I have to go into this little brief history lesson here. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was actually the first capital of the United States of America. And as the story goes, as quickly as our government formed, the people were getting annoyed with the government already. And they actually, when people could do this, they banded together and physically chased out the government out of Philadelphia. That's right. And they retreated to places like Trenton and Princeton, and eventually got harassed all the way up into New York City, and the government of the United States of America was seated in New York City in the island of Manhattan. That's right. There's a big statue of George Washington there down in the Wall Street area in Manhattan. And luckily that hasn't been defaced by protesters yet, but, you know, this has been one of the biggest new things with the Antifa and the BLM and the violent groups that attach themselves to those groups, that they go show up at protests and they do vandalism, and they, attempt to, in some cases, succeed at spoiling the legitimacy of the people who are serious about what they're protesting. Anyhow, that's it. You know, first it was Philadelphia, then it was New York, and George Washington's day, that's right, when he was elected president, it was New York. And then George Washington himself took part in the surveying of Washington, D.C. We also know that he was one of the Masons, that's right. Masons, by essentially, are not bad people, but the higher order, the 33rd degree of Masons, we're not talking about those candies, Mason Mints, either. We're talking about the Masons, you know, the order, with their little symbology and stuff like that. Yeah, they were involved in the marking out of the Washington, D.C., and you got to say, whose crazy idea was this to mark out Washington, D.C., the first city in the whole world to be lined up out of kilter with the cardinal directions, you know, on purpose, you know? That proves that there was a takeover in progress. They were planning a long overtime takeover of America back around 1800 when Washington, D.C. was laid out. So who made that decision? The devil himself? Well, all I know is that if you read my book, buy the book, and get yourself a real education that has nothing to do with fake media or all the lies you learned in public school, it's called Connect the Dots Theory. And I explain this, and I explain the importance of understanding geometry that's right out there in front of us, you know? Anytime you go out of your way to set something 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions, you're an evil entity. That's right. You're serving the dark side. Why we have cardinal corrections? Because if you really take the time to educate yourself beyond fake education, you'll find out that the universe is coordinated with the cardinal directions. Yeah, the universe is a very logical, coordinated place. You know, you got the mother wheels of energy flowing throughout the universe. Every mother wheel is attached to another mother wheel. A bunch of mothers out there. Anyhow, they're all, if you can picture a grandfather clock, the inside of a grandfather clock where all the gears are connected to each other, the one gear connected to the other gear, connected to the da-da-ba-ba-do-da-do-do. Anyhow, that's how the universe works. And all those gears that rotate on cycles of millions of years, of hundreds of millions of years, of billions of years, yeah, we have some long-time cycles in the universe, it's all like works like clockwork, no pun intended. In fact, that's one of the metaphysical lessons of the grandfather clock. It's showing you how the universe works with all the wheels functioning together in a nice, neat, orderly fashion. Who would have thought of that? But if you look into it, I believe you'll see the parallel that I am talking about. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you're a human being, if you have something possibly of interest to say, if you have been dying your whole life to spill your guts about what's bothering you or how happy you are, anything, hey, this is a call-in radio show. You can call in. I'm qualified to talk about any subject. Number here is 888-627-6008. You know, if I said it too fast, well, hey, go to BBS Radio and this is Station 1, and they, on the, you know, on the internet, on their site, BBS Radio, the schedule site, they'll have the phone number there for you, in case you didn't write it down. Mm-hmm. I kid you not. And all I got to say is, hey, Main Street Media is lying to us as usual. And they're still pushing this fear thing, not quite as much. They quickly got off that bandwagon as soon as the riots started happening and the giant protests around the world. They quickly jumped ship, changed horses in midstream, however you want to paraphrase it. And now the most important thing is covering what's going on with the riots. Who's that's why you got to call them riots, because a lot of them are. What's going on with the protesting, you know? And occasionally they'll slip in, oh, well, hey, these people aren't keeping a social distance apart. And who the hell even thought of that social distance nonsense? Yeah, I've heard in the beginning, I, like everyone else, we heard it out there on mainstream media, why we should be 3 feet apart, 6 feet apart, whatever. All I know is that some foolish people believe this. There's no logic to this whatsoever. I mean, especially if you have to wear a mask, and we all hate wearing these masks. They're suffocating us, you know. Talk about maybe, you know, poor guy in Minneapolis there got suffocated by an out-of-control cop, you know. We're being slowly suffocated with these masks, you know. Use some common sense. It's unhealthy to be wearing that mask for a long period of time, you know. And the original information out there was only people who have a serious condition and they're coughing and could be spreading germs. Those are the only ones who should be wearing the mask. So, but they flipped that around and they conned everybody, misinformed the sheeple, because too many people are sheeple, you know. If you don't know what sheeple means, I don't know, you might be one of them. But it's not a good term, you know. Because you're being led to the slaughter like sheep get led to the slaughter. They don't realize that as they're being pushed into the warehouse there, that they're going to be, life is going to be terminated real quickly. And, of course, that's what this wearing the mask is all about. And that's what the inflicting the world population with a contagious virus is all about. It's about, you know, they're leading you to the slaughter. And if you continue to believe these people, they'll tell you any lie, any fabrication. They're hell bent on making your life difficult. And people need to rise up against this. You know, if as I was saying earlier, back in January, when everybody was coughing, at least here on the East Coast, and everybody picked up that cold, eventually our immune systems cured the situation. But another key factor entered into the picture. All of a sudden, when we started, you know, there was notifications of, hey, somebody died of it, and it was probably a fake diagnosis anyhow, because we can't believe anything doctors say anymore. We can't believe anything scientists say anymore, because the whole thing's a big scam, and everybody's in bed with the whole sham, you know? But when they started playing the game with the numbers game, and they, in relation to how many people normally die in a day around the world, it's close to nothing, you know. Sure, if you died and your loved ones died, sure, it affects you, but that's, you know, you only can blame government for that. It's not the general population, it's not the virus, it's the freaking government. Government is totally not only American government, British government, French government, all governments around the world are totally controlled by the New World Order. You know, that's why this thing has gotten to where it is right now, you know? It's so, they slowly started controlling all the governments long, long time ago, you know? And they're doing it again, you know? People thought at the end of World War II it would be over. You know, they were, hey, come on, the World Order was controlling America when they pushed the Federal Reserve on us over 100 years ago, when they pushed the IRS on us, when they pushed the CIA on us. You know, and then after they had everybody in the world fighting with each other for World War One, they got the same thing going on with World War Two, and it just continued. People thought maybe it was over at the end of World War Two, and for a time in America, it kind of was here on the mainland, and in Europe and stuff like that, once Hitler was defeated, but. Sure, it wasn't long before they started, New World Order started creeping back into all society and perverting good countries where people wanted to live in peace. And now they're back and they have basically full control of all the countries. That's why these protests are so important, because finally people have gotten enough gumption and fortitude to get out there and understand that, you know, we're fed up with this crap that you've been dealing with this, and now you're really trying to destroy all our lives, take away all our enjoyment and fun in life. You don't have a right to do that. You know, there's a thing called the Bill of Rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and you're denying us our pursuit of happiness. Where are all the lawyers? Why aren't they taking this to court, you know? And, you know, what we really need is a real democracy now, you know? Hey, that's why I'm running for president. That's right. You don't see me out there on the mainstream media, TV, because they don't like people that talk about the truth and talking against the current world controllers. So I'll never get any free airtime and stuff like that. But technically, yeah, I'm running. I'm a write-in candidate. That's it. Come election in November, all I have to do is write my name in, Tom Edison, and I'll get some votes. And everybody, I claim every Democrat, every Republican, every third-party person should all vote for me, and then I can have a unanimous win. And on top of that, I claim I'm the only person qualified to solve all the problems simultaneously. You know, I'm one of these few people that I'm just good at solving problems. You know, I was born with the gift. I don't know what you want to call it. Doesn't matter. But my track record is 99% pure, you know, and far better than anybody else's track record. Nobody's even close to me. You know, I've met plenty of people in my life, and nobody is as good at solving problems as I am. And that gives me the right to run for president of the United States, you know, because it is the most important position in the world. If, hey, I was the president, none of this crap would be happening right now. First of all, we'd have real health care. Got nothing to do with insurance company. It has to do with people getting a proper education of what it is to maintain your body and making the proper choices to eat the right food, learn how to breathe properly. They're destroying, you know, your breath is half your life force. And what are they doing now? What is everybody doing now? They've succumbed to the fear of mainstream media, and they're getting you to destroy your health further by wearing a mask. That destroys your health. It doesn't help you. It's not saving you from anything. They're playing the fear game with you, and you're falling for it. You know, your immune system is what heals you from everything. And if everybody had a perfect immune system, it wouldn't matter if a coronavirus, if they dumped it out on your lawn with a tanker truck, spray you directly with virus liquid, your immune system would heal yourself, because that's how great human immune system is. But instead, no, the government, the leaders of the world, they've done everything to destroy your immune system. And the latest fake assault on you is the 5G. That's right, 5G. You know, the broadcasting of the dangerous microwave frequencies known as 5G. Meanwhile, they're conning you with advertisements that is something good. It's not good. It's hell on earth. It's destroying your body from within. And they had basically turned it on. People were being destroyed. Their health was being destroyed with the 4G already. And I know, because I've had a meter for quite a while now, a microwave meter. You know, once you get a microwave meter and turn it on, you'll see certain places you go, the needle spikes off the meter, or whatever kind of system they have. It'll go so high, and the needle will get pinned at the top, or the lights will stop at the top, and it goes way beyond what the meters have been capable of reading. That's how dangerous certain situations are. And we've all been subjected to that. And then all these people that foolishly went to the hospital, yeah, they had bad immune systems already, you know, and they were in desperation. So that, what do you do when you're in desperate situation? You run to the doctors. But that's playing Russian roulette nowadays, because the hospitals are very infected places. They got all these germs floating around, you know. Here they're trying to cure you. Meanwhile, everybody in the hospital is walking around with moon suits on, you know, to protect themselves. But you're wide open there, you know, and then they put that stupid breathing device on you, yeah, because they've already destroyed you down to almost nothing, and then they're trying to revive you, and it's difficult in a situation like that. The people would most of them would heal on their own if they went home and took care of their health and took some responsibility for their life, you know. I mean, really, just good eating, good fresh air, and you're not going to get any good fresh air in the hospital. And if they put the oxygen mask on you, you know, you'll have to leave that mask on, because as soon as you take it off, you're breathing in an environment that's infested with germs. Hospitals, very bad places to go. You want to stay out of those places. You know, why do people end up in hospitals? Because basically they don't take care of their health. Yeah, I mean, sure, we all have physical action, you know, accidents sometimes, and then we have to go in and get the doctors to sew us up. The doctors are good surgeons, and they can do great things like that, but when it comes to maintaining a healthy human body, they don't even have the information, proper information to give you, let alone know what to do. And these things called hospitals, you know, they're incubation chambers for germs. You know, hospitals could be a lot less unhealthy of a place if they built them differently. But, of course, the whole thing is a big sham. It was designed to make you sick. You know, they want you to go to the hospital and get sicker and die there. This is all part of a gigantic evil plan. This isn't a conspiracy theory. In fact, anybody who ever says conspiracy theorist, that person has lost all credibility right there. And, you know? It's a stupid term to use, you know. There are no conspiracy theorists. Everybody, come on, the cat's out of the bag. We all know already, CIA, Central Intelligence Agency of the United States of America, made that term up to discredit people publicly who caught on that something bad is going on behind the scenes. Anybody who says, suggests a conspiracy, any conspiracy suggested pretty much is true. Okay, there's always an exception, so we can say 95 to 99% of things talked about as a conspiracy are conspiracies. That's the real thing. This so-called conspiracy theorist is a truth sayer. You know, anybody tries to label somebody like that, you know they're working for the dark side, even if they don't know it themselves. But there's plenty of ongoing conspiracies. Hey, and I put my, you know, I put it down in paper. It's in my book, hey, Connect the Dots Theories. I list 39 ongoing conspiracies. I list 39 of them in my book. You know, get the book, get an education, find out what's really going on in the world. Find out the secret signals of the dark side. The geometry they use to mark control, another mark of the beast, we could say. And believe me, this is an over-controlled world, and there's so many bad things ongoing. And they continue to keep ongoing, and your government is of no help. I don't care what country in the world you are. There isn't one country in the world where the government is talking against 5G. They've all been, I guess, sufficiently bribed, or their minds... They've all had been sat down in the chair and their minds erased so they can't think anymore. Not one country in this whole friggin' world is the government willing to talk about the dangers of 5G, you know, and ban it in their country. Or maybe there is one. I don't know. Hey, if anybody know, call up and tell me, you know. We all might want to go there because in America, we're all still being subjected to it. Again, it's one of those things, 99%, we'll say, you know, just for the sake of getting a realistic figure, 99% of the countries in the world are allowing their people to be poisoned with 5G, their health destroyed, you know, it affects the water molecules, you know, it goes hand in hand with coronavirus, that's right, it affects your ability of your body to take oxygen to the cells, and oxygen, why... All the coronavirus people that are so sick they have to go to the hospital, they all have breathing problems, and all of it's related to not getting enough oxygen in their body. That's why they give the patients oxygen. Well, did anybody ever stop to think why they're suffering from lack of oxygen? Well, the 5G broadcasting that's affecting all of us, and don't think it's over yet, because these other megamaniacs, filthy rich people, SpaceX, yeah, another bad guy, and his SpaceX, the media, you know, talks about it like it's something good. Well, it's not, because he tends to the guy running the SpaceX and devil entity is going to put platforms up around our whole world to broadcast 5G down on our skulls from up in space. If it isn't bad enough already with the microwave towers that have popped up this year everywhere, just look around. You'll start to notice them. Some of them are disguised as trees. They've got the real clever model out west, western United States, disguised inside a cactus. Oh, is that clever or what? Meanwhile, it's broadcasting dangerous frequencies that affect your health, make you more susceptible to catch a simple virus, you know. And even though coronavirus is not a simple one, if you have good health, you know, if they would turn up to 5G, that would end the fake pandemic. And if you look up in the dictionary, look up the word pandemic. You know, it came to my attention over the internet. Somebody was smart enough to say, you know, if you look up the standard, like Webster definition of pandemic, you're going to find a pandemic has to be has to be affecting a majority of the population. Well, the numbers that they're trying to rally out there on the news, 50,000, 100,000, whatever, this is an insignificant amount in relation, less than 1% of the American population. And I'm sure it's the same figure as in every other country in the world, too, probably less than 1%.
Ring a ding dong.
There's your fake news lying to you again. You know, and nobody gets to challenge them because those of us that know the truth, we're not allowed to go on TV. And then you got all these so-called reputable, we have all the stations here in the New York area, you know, PBS, they call it, public broadcasting stations. And they've had them other places around the country, too. And they have, you know, they usually have some likable person to read off the teleprompter screen, and they tell you about how they're bringing you the news, and they are so biased, unbelievable, you know. We thought CNN had a monopoly on being biased and fake news. Well, everybody, even PBS is into this crap now. You know, when they start talking about the President of the United States and they start talking about the political parties, they are so biased. They want to stick up for the Democrats, which have turned into all of them, basically have turned into devils. Especially the governors, oh my God. Talk about devil governors. We got one here, New York, New Jersey, and go out to the West Coast, forget it, that I don't even want to mention his name. His name doesn't deserve to be mentioned. That phony, backstabbing governor of California, yeah, the new guy in there, he's nothing but another crony, another puppet.
Newsom?
You know? Is there a caller?
A ring a ding ding.
Well, hey, put the caller through because this is a call and radio show. Hello, who is it?
Hi, my friend. How are you doing?
Well, I'm not sure if I recognize the voice, but I'll be friends with anybody. What's your name, pal?
My name's Jacob, and I keep thinking that there are people that could use this COVID to rename their children.
Yeah, I'm sure there could be, you know. Corona, that's probably a popular name somewhere in Japan, I guess.
Like, because of all this stuff that's going on, I keep thinking that I should name my child, like, Covey,
yeah, hey. That could be a cool name, you know. It could be, like, a new hip name, you know.
Covey.
That's right. You know, when if they ever start school up again, he, she, or whatever will be the. In fact, that's a popular thing right now. When everybody goes back to school, will it be just two genders, or will it have the new made-up one, the he/she? You know.
Okay, this is the this is the COVID challenge. What would you name your kid in response to your?
Yeah,
your patronage, your
yeah. That's right. People could name their kids like if your kid's out of control or you want them to be out of control, you name them Riot. you know?
Riot. I love that name.
Yeah, right. Forget about Ryan. Name the kid Riot.
Riot. That's brilliant. By the way, you're the first person to ever use that, I think, in name. I got to check that up. That's great.
That's right. That's right. Maybe I'll inspire someone listening tonight to hadn't thought
name
of
their kid
a name
Riot.
For their child that's going to soon
it's
be
brilliant.
Born. We'll call him Riot, you know? And, yeah, there's all kinds of things. You know, you call another kid, give him a real stupid name, Lives Matter, you know? Make it one word. What's your name? Lives Matter. How do you spell that? Yeah. I mean, there's so many new names that could come out of this situation.
Here's one.
Comey. Yeah,
Comey. Oh, I'm sorry. That's already taking.
Yeah. Somebody. There are people named Comey already.
Somebody in the CIA already took that one. Comey.
Comey. Comey on the phone, bro. You know?
Comey on the tarmac.
Yeah. You know, hey, there's an endless supply of new names with this thing, you know? There could be, let me see, what? Hey, people probably have already called their kids Antifa, you know?
Antifa, right?
Antifa.
Right.
Yeah, there, Antifa. Fetch me my pipe.
You know, I bet you they have.
Oh,
I bet
yeah.
you not in the tens,
right
like in
now,
the hundreds, like in the
about.
Hundreds.
You know, it'll be the new most popular name, you know. Every year they do a survey on what's the most popular name given to children. Well, this year it could be Riot, could be Covey, could be...
Covert.
You know, if you're one of those Trekkies that watch all the Star Trek episodes, you could have your child called number 19, you know. Or just call him 19, you know. What's your name, sir? 19, you know? And, hey, who is the
what's
most
your
popular
name?
Teenager? 19, obviously.
Covey.
Yeah.
Covey. You can call me Covey.
Cool Covey. It could be a TV show. That's the name of the show. Cool Covey. He does it, man. He shows up at the protests. He speaks as the truth. He carries the sign with him all the time. He throws water balloons at the cops when they ride down the street. It's Covey. And his brother Riot.
That's funny. Okay, you just put
to a neighborhood near you.
You just put the start of a movie together. There you go.
That's right. You know, people. Right, there's script writers. They're thinking about this right now. They're going to include these names in their next movie script, starring Covey and Riot.
I'm dying.
Hey, in fact, I think they have their own show already, isn't it? Don't they? The Covey and Riot show. They keep the people laughing and give them a protest education at the same time. Hey, another episode of the Covey and Riot show.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
This week, Riot makes it to your town.
We just took comedy to the next level.
That's right. We did, you know. If only we had the show to do the broadcasting now. No, some rich bastards will steal our ideas and make millions off it, you know. And then screw up the plot because they won't have any brain power to make it into something interesting. It'll be the same friggin' show every night. Covey and Riot show. They show up at a protest in your town next week. And every week it's the same situation. People get out of hand. They get blamed for it because of their
name. And here comes Covey Riot on his steed, wearing a mask, joining us in the studio audience. How are you doing?
Yeah, right. And if they're good at singing, they could become new rock stars. Covey and Riot, the Kobe Riot band, you know? And they all get on stage wearing a mask, you know?
Right?
And they attempt to sing their songs through the mask. Hard, but they do it somehow.
Too funny. Bring back the roast. Bring back the roast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we can start with all the governors in America.
Right? What happened to laughing at ourselves? What happened?
That's against the law now. That's called racist conversation.
Right? It's so bad, even comics don't want to be funny anymore.
That's right, because you'll be accused of a racist. You know, you want to tell jokes.
It's just so bad.
About what's going on, and oh, you're a racist. You're a racist.
Right? And you get laughed off a stage, you get blackballed because you're funny. There's no more humor. I don't even know. Is there humor? Is there still humor in this world?
No. It's been quarantined.
No, it's all gone. It's all gone now. You can't laugh. And if you do, you're going to jail.
Yeah. Humor has been quarantined. No, really. It's where is humor? It's hiding behind the mask that you're forced to wear.
God.
There's another category right there. When things get back to normal somewhat, we could have masked humor. You know, it'd be great for people that think they're comedians. They can get up in front of the crowd with the mask on. That way, if they get booed and told to get the hell off the stage, they won't feel that bad because nobody will really know what they
look
like.
Funnier than hell.
The new mask dating game. That's right. The camera will roll in. Mask contestant number one, number two, number three. You know, even the hot chick who's deciding, she has to wear a mask too. You know, and she'll ask him, "Well, what do you look like without your mask on?"
What we should do, who could figure out the best name for a kid? I mean, who's a rich billionaire? Elon Musk? Is it Elon? I think it's Elon.
That's good enough. You know, we know who we're talking about.
Well,
here.
We know. And he named his daughter some unique name that I don't even know. I mean, I've heard about it. I saw headlines and everybody was saying, well, they had to change the name because I don't even know what. I don't even know how to pronounce the first time.
How do they pronounce that name?
What's
crazy names?
Pronounce the name.
Back in the last century,
I just want to know one person that can pronounce that name.
Who cares? We don't even care what their name is.
I don't even know how to spell it. I don't even know what it looks like.
You with a funny name. Yeah, you.
Right?
You know, I mean, you feel sorry for these kids with the weird names if they go to public school, but will there even be public school anymore?
Elon Musk names his child.
You know, when they got the
Infinity Star Plus Minus.
Is anybody going to be able to mock anybody in school anymore, you know? Too far.
Signal Alpha. I just don't know what it means. I want to know
what's going on.
But I
want to
know
more.
What did Elon Musk?
Your kid Barricade. Hey, that's a protest name.
What Barricade. Did Elon Musk name his daughter?
Hey,
how do you pronounce that name? No, really, I want to know.
Bitch.
Is it like? I don't know. I have no idea. Nobody's even. I should look that up sometime. But
I'll have to repeat myself. Who cares?
Well, because it's so unique and so different, it's unheard of, and I don't even know if state itself can allow it. It'd be like naming your kid.
We could connect
the number two. It'd be like naming your kid
right
the number two with the infinity
name,
sign.
Tell us, quick. This is live radio.
But if I named you the number two, with the number two, infinity sign next to it, what would that name be? Would it be Tfinity?
Well, you know, in public school, that name would get quickly changed to shit, period. Oh, number two, yeah, we'll call you shit for short.
You Tfinity. Tfinity.
Yeah, it sounds like a girl's name, Infinity, you know. Kind of like Tiffany.
Right. But they named it something else, like X something else. I don't know. I need to look at it again.
X-Spot.
It was like strange how they.
X-Spot.
I may be the only person that doesn't know how to pronounce their Elon Musk's daughter's name.
Hey,
but you don't. You're like number two. You don't know how to
know
do it.
I had a daughter. Not do I care either.
Was it a daughter or was it a guy? Was it a guy?
I have no idea.
So, see, I have no idea. All I can remember is...
I don't really pay attention
to some strange name involved.
People, you know? They're not... I'm not in their league, you know? they're in a world by themselves, you know?
League?
The hell was I watching? You know, yeah, I was watching some... you know, if you go on the internet, they got videos of, like, the last century and all stuff like that, and it was this video I'm watching of, like... London, what it looked like back before World War II, and it looked like it must have been a financial district, and it had all these stuffy-looking gentlemen with funny suits, and they were all wearing these big top hats, and the whole street was littered, and them all walking back and forth the sidewalk, crossing the street, and they all got these friggin' giant-sized top hats on. That must be the London Stock Exchange area or something. You know, elite people, all the regular people, you know, wearing
Look,
regular clothes and these
I think if you have a unique name, you'll be a unique individual. What do you think of that?
Who will?
If you have a unique name, you'll be a unique individual. What do you think
of
that?
Yeah,
understanding?
You'll be forced to be one, whether you want
right?
to or not.
Right.
You know?
Like,
because,
if I gave you, like, for example,
badgered your whole life because you...
I want to give you a name. And if I give you this name, what will it do for you? Watch this. Gunk.
Hey, Gunk. Go fetch me the Gunk. Gunk.
No.
Would that make you unique? Yeah, no, you'd be destined to be a mechanic working on cars. Gunk. You know, where your name has to identify with your profession somehow, you know? That'll be the new totalitarian law. If your name suggests a profession, that's what you have to be. You know, if the guy's name is Butch, he has to be a butcher, you know? All kinds of stupid stuff like that. You know, if you're a girl and your name is sexy, you have to be a whore. You know, what can we say? But names, there are plenty of names that can come out of this riot situation, this protest. There's another name for unfortunate kid. Call the kid Protesty, or call the kid Testy, you know, for short.
You ever heard that song? It was like a country song. Where the kid was named Sue.
You remember a boy named Sue? Yeah, I know.
You remember that?
Yeah, well, that's the true story. People laugh and giggle. That's a great song.
A boy named Sue. Yeah. Who sang that?
Johnny Cash, I think.
Who?
Johnny Cash.
God, you're so good. Your memory must be like super
My memory
wicked.
Is plugged into the main computer, pal, let me tell you. I got the chips in my brain. I got the chips in my neck.
That's right. It was. A boy named
Sue. I didn't let them put the one that takes away my thinking, though. I kept my thinking. But, yeah, I'm plugged into the main computer. I got all that, the info chip. So
that's
I can
funny.
Figure things like that out.
That would hurt me. If I was my name was Sue, I don't know what I'd be today. I'd feel a little bit. At odds with myself.
Hey, with the crazy parents today and the crazy situation, some parents are probably getting their babies chipped at the
hospital. Well, how important is a name? Think about it. How important is a name?
I've read about that myself, that certain names are magical.
Right.
Because especially names that relate to power, what's called PowerPoints on the world. Like there's a famous PowerPoint in England called Avalon, and if we look into the world of famous people from the past, who was the famous guy who took that name on? Frankie Avalon, and he became a famous person in the last century, you know, the beach movie.
Avalon.
Yeah, Avalon. It's a powerful name. So there's a lot in the name. I can't think of any others offhand. Well, anyhow, listen, caller, thanks for calling in. We're getting down to the end of the show, so I got to wrap things up here. Hey, call in anytime. Listen, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show, and we talk about everything here, and we try to bring you the truth, and we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to have to do the countdown, so if you listen to the show before, you know when I do the countdown, it's followed by some of my original music, the end guitar solo to my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Hey, and the song, the video for that is excellent. It's entertaining. It's on YouTube. Are You the Partying Kind? Spell it correctly. P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N. Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? And then right after that, lead guitar solo. At the end of that song, you get to hear my anthem every week because it's an anthem. It needs to be played at least once a week. It's called I Gotta Be Somebody. I got a YouTube out there on that, too. Again, go to YouTube.com, click the music choice. In search bar, write, I got to be somebody. That's it. And you can watch that, too. And as I've said before to people that listen to my show, at the end, if you listen to the whole song at the end, it sounds like a horse galloping away. That was put in the recording on purpose. And if you watch the video, you're going to see the actual horse is galloping away. How about that for coordination and correlation? And hey, with all that's going on, one more thing about my YouTubes. I got the YouTube video out there, Ain't No Justice. It's out there. Go to YouTube.com, click on the music selection in the search bar that pops up. Put in the words, ain't, A-I-N-T, no, N-O, justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E, ain't no justice. And there's quite a few songs actually named like that, but I have the protest song, Ain't No Justice. So after you write in Ain't No Justice, put by Tom Edison, that's me. Hey, your host, Tom Edison, the host of Connect the Dots. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. Hey, listeners, tell your friends to tune in next week or call in or phone in, whatever you want. Tell your extraterrestrial friends to call in. I think they're chicken. I'm not sure if they're chicken or lizard people or whatever, but they're scared. Scaredy cats, they might be cat people. If they're scaredy cats, they might be just outright chicken beans. You know, we all know what chicken means. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look cause I caught their eye.